Welcome in, everyone, here to another week of Leash on Life on KJN, when we talk about what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. And Andrea Ferrier with us, as she is each week, to talk about what's going on at the shelter. Welcome in, Andrea.
It is always nice to be here. Thank you.
All right. And I guess we've had a good week here in the past week as far as some animals getting adopted. And we've got a couple left here that need to find some homes.
Last week, I was here just pulling at people's heartstrings. Please come to the shelter. Come to the shelter. And I can't thank you enough. It worked. We actually have no cats for adoption right now, which is a wonderful problem to have. And I'm pleased to announce that Bo, the world's laziest dog, that basset hound that we had there, has found a home. And Bo is going to travel the countryside. He got adopted by an over-the-road trucker. So I think it's just the perfect combination. You know, we were talking about maybe having the other dogs that you could take out for a jog. Well, I never imagined that Bo would go further than any of the others, even with those tiny little legs. So I'm very happy that Bo has found a home. So,
well, that's a perfect situation, it sounds like, you know, because I guess in that situation for someone looking for a pet to travel along with them, you got to have that temperament almost. So
yeah,
it works out.
It's just the best combination. It makes me really, really happy when we connect dogs and cats to their perfect owners and homes. So, and we want to keep doing that.
Yeah.
So we actually, right now, if you're looking for an animal, we have two dogs at the shelter, and they're both ones that have been there for a little while. We've talked about them before, but this is a situation where, you know, animals want a home. It's hard for them to be away from a home for an extended period of time, and so when we get them at the shelter, the longer that they're there, the harder it is on them. So we have a dog named Lily. She's been there for about 5 weeks now. So even with as much love and attention as the people at the shelter try to give her, we'd love to find Lily a home. She's a female. She's brindled color, black and like a tan, a young adult female. She has a lot of energy, and she's not real crazy about other animals. She would really ideally be suited to a farm where she has places to run and get out, and you know, a family to give her love and attention. So if that's you, please come and give Lily a home. We'd really like to get her settled somewhere. The other dog that we have right now, he's quite a character. He's really won a place in our hearts at the shelter. We call him Smiley. And if you've been down to the shelter recently, I hope that you didn't take him wrong. Smiley has this funny little habit. When you walk up to the crate that he's in, he bares his teeth. And usually that's a sign of aggression, but in him, it's not. It's not at all. He's a funny little dog. And everybody at the shelter said, oh my goodness, you know, he bares his teeth. But he's just literally smiling at you. So he's male. He is unneutered, which you'd have to get him neutered when you adopted him. But he's a mid-sized, kind of a terrier mix. We don't know what else is in there. But he's just endearing. He's sweet. You know, to have a dog with this unique personality who would literally smile at you in greeting is something really special, I think. So Smiley and Lily are both dogs that we'd really like to find a home for.
All right. So a couple of great options there, and some dogs that are available at the shelter. And of course, if people are going to go down and check those dogs out, where do they need to go?
We are with the wastewater treatment plant at the northwest edge of town. And the hours are Monday through Friday from 2:30 to 5:30 and Saturday from 8 to noon.
All right. And if folks have other questions as well, they can always give the shelter a call. That's 243-2287. And also, there are some resources online to get some information as well.
If you're on Facebook, you can go to Atlantic Animal Shelter, or you can go to petfinder.com and type in the zip code for Atlantic.
All right. So that's how you get in touch with the shelter. And we also wanted to touch on something else here this morning to let folks know that it's something they need to get taken care of if they haven't done so already. And that's getting your dog registered here in town.
Yeah. You know, the ordinances in town say if you have a dog and you live within city limits, you are required to register your animal. Now, it's a $5 fee. Come in, have $5 cash and proof of rabies shot, and we'll get you taken care of really easily at the shelter. Not only is it the law, but it's also just a really good idea. Sometimes we've talked about animals on the show that we know, you know, we found their leash. We know they belong to somebody in town, but because they're not registered and we have no record of them, we can't get them connected to their home. So if you have a dog in town, please come and register your dog. It's a good idea. It follows the law. And, you know, if we find your dog, it'll make it easier for us to reconnect with your animal anyway. So it's a good idea, and it's the law. So we're just encouraging people to come on down and just get that done.
All right, then that's it's something that's going to be hopefully useful to you as well. So not just something that you have to do, but also provides that benefit there in case you do lose that pet. So we hope folks get that taken care of. Well, that's a little bit about what's going on at the shelter here this week. Andrea, we appreciate you coming in. Let us know what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter.
Absolutely. And when you go in to see the animals, make sure to tell them you just heard about them on KJAN.
That's going to do it for Leash on Life.